Hi, I'm a writer. I write novels and nonfiction as well, but I'm also a magician. And not the kind of like, you know, take a card, any card kind of magician, but more the light colored candles and burn incense and do ritual actions to try to push probability and reality in the directions I would like them to go. That kind of magician. But I'm not a witch. I have to say that right up front. Although I love my witches, and you will see why I love my witches. So right after the horror show of the 2016 presidential election, yeah, a really good friend of mine, he's out in the audience here tonight. We were sitting around drinking beer like we do, and commiserating and brainstorming about ways to like push back against this this destruction of our democracy by what we saw as like an orange-skinned demonic quizzling clown. It gets better. It gets better. Don't worry. But you know, I felt like anything that we did in order for it to sort of break through to other people and like get people motivated, it had to be as weird and surreal and out of left field as this new, upside down Trump world that we were living in. Because, you know, like people, thousands of people can go to DC and march for the Women's March or Science March or something like that. But then they get on a bus and come home, and it barely registers on the news. You just don't see anything about it, and you definitely don't see it a lot of times because we're in these little social media silos that we're all kind of stuck in nowadays. So, you know, I've always had this thing about pranks and political theater. I like that stuff. In particular, like one of my favorite things is when Abby Hoffman and Jerry Rubin and Allen Ginsberg all got like a bunch of Vietnam War protesters to circle the Pentagon and chant this incantation that was supposed to lift the Pentagon, to levitate it 300 feet in the air, where it would spin around and all the demons of the war makers would like blow out of it, right? And, you know, honestly, if you maybe were on a lot of LSD, like a lot of them were that day, you may have actually seen that. But to me, it was always just kind of an iconic political moment, because I think the absurdity of what they were doing kind of channeled the tide of public opinion against the war and the absurdity of that particular war. So with all of that in mind, I'm sitting with my friend drinking our beers, and I said, well, what about a spell? Like a mass spell? Like, let's get like as many people as we can together and at the same time and cast a spell on Donald Trump. And he looked at me and he said, you know, you've had a lot of ideas, but that might be one of the dumbest ideas you've ever had. But I couldn't stop thinking about it. Like, you know, being a magic person, it was like I just couldn't let go of that idea. So I went home that night and I wrote this spell, and I thought, you know, I'll make it like a binding spell. Because since I study the history of magic, like some of the oldest spells we know of are binding spells to keep someone from doing harm. And the ancient Greeks were like really into binding spells. So, and I also, you know, I wanted this thing to have humor, like the Pentagon levitation sort of thing. So one of the components of the spell is a little stubby orange candle. And that little stubby orange candle sort of represents Donald Trump's stubby orange little fingers. So, you know, and I also thought, well, you know, the other part of the ritual, like you would find an unflattering photo of Donald Trump. And let me tell you, it's hard to find a flattering photo of Donald Trump and burn it. And as it's burning, you say, "You're fired," 3 times. While he burns. And let me tell you, that is really satisfying to do that. But in order to make this spell really effective, I thought, well, maybe we could do it like every month. until he's driven from office, you know, to give it a little more oomph. And I thought, well, maybe we'll do it on the waning crescent moon, you know, that little sliver of moon. And in magic, in certain forms of magic, there's a reason for that. That's because when the moon gets bigger, you do spells for increase or to bring something to you. But when the moon is shrinking and getting smaller, you do spells to push things away or to banish them. Since the next waning crescent moon was about 2 weeks away at that point, I wrote it all up. I published it on Medium, which is like a blogging service, and I sent it around. I set the date, sent it around, and I thought, you know, posted on social media, emailed some friends. I thought, you know, maybe a dozen or two people might find this fun or funny and might want to do it. I was really wrong about that and really surprised, because within an hour or so, I could see how rapidly it was spreading on social media. And most of the response I was getting was like, yeah, of course, this is great. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get friends to do it. Why not? I've never done magic ever in my life, but I've tried everything else. So what the hell? And like, that's the kind of response I was getting. And it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And I watched the numbers of views on Medium going up by like hundreds and then thousands. And by the end of the day, it was edging into the tens of thousands and showed no sign of slowing down. And then the reporters started emailing me. And I'm not just talking about like local media or something. There was reporters from all over the world, from like The Atlantic, from Salon, BBC. I was in Rolling Stone for the first time, like my dream as a kid, you know, Rolling Stone. Cosmo and stuff like this. I mean, it was like it was blowing up everywhere. And it was kind of overwhelming, actually. But then the TV stations got into it. And they started pestering me, like as this binding date got closer and this thing just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, the TV crews are like, we want to film witches doing this spell against Donald Trump, man. This is like the stuff we live for, you know? And I said, well, I'll try to find some people. You know, is there anybody in New York? Is there anybody in Boston, San Francisco, England? You know, and I'm like, I don't know. I'll ask. But I couldn't find anybody who wanted to be filmed. And I kind of understand it in this day and age, like to put yourself out there like that with doxing and crazy people that watch Fox News and all that sort of thing. And speaking of Fox News, Fox and Friends and Tucker Carlson were begging me to come on. And I'm like, no way. I know the kind of people that watch you. I am not doing it. But they would not relent. They're like, we want to film this. I didn't want them filming me. So I did something a little uncharacteristic, and I lied. I said, oh, yeah, I hear there's like a bunch of witches getting together outside Trump Tower, and they're going to do it. It's going to be lit. And they were like, awesome, man, we're going to be there. And that's exactly what they wanted to hear. So we'll fast forward to the night of the binding. This thing has gotten just completely bigger and out of control. So we did our first binding ritual around a bonfire in a backyard in Woodbury. And it was about 40 or so of my friends. We streamed it on Facebook, and 60,000 people watched on Facebook this live ritual. And when it was over, like the whole couple of weeks of insanity finally hit me, and I just kind of collapsed in a chair. And I was sitting there, and I saw a friend walking over to me with his phone. And he held up his phone, and he said, check this out. That on the phone was CNN showing witches on the sidewalk outside of Trump Tower doing that ritual. I'm like, the witches came through. You know, they did it. They did it. And, so I thought maybe this thing might be over. You know, we had our big night. But it just kept growing and getting bigger and bigger. There's a Facebook group with 4,500 people. I wrote a book called Magic for the Resistance, Rituals and Spells for Change. And there are copies out in the lobby if you'd like to get me to sign one. And we did spells for like the blue wave, and that worked. So that was kind of cool. And you know, like I said, this I for something I thought like maybe a dozen or two people might find interesting, it really turned into a movement, hashtag magic resistance. And it just keeps going. And every waning crescent moon for 32 months going on now, thousands of people from all over the world get together at the same time, 11:59 p.m., and focus their energy on removing Donald Trump from office. I like that. I like that reaction. And people say, is it working? Yeah, yeah. I mean, the past couple weeks, oh, yeah, it's working. It's working. But the one thing that really makes me think we're getting into his tiny little brain is how often he tweets, witch hunt! Because, oh, yeah, we're hunting you all right, pal. So if any of you are inclined to join us, coincidentally, tomorrow night is the waning crescent moon for October. And we would love to have you join us. You can look up instructions online. It's very easy to get stubby orange candles this time of year because it's Halloween. And I'll tell you one thing. Even if you don't believe in magic or any of that woo stuff, it feels really good to do that. And one more thing. Don't you want to tell your grandchildren that you and a bunch of witches saved this country by taking down the most corrupt president in U.S. history? Right? Tomorrow night. Thank you.